For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus has turned up in Michigan. It's the latest hurdle to overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic. I talked with Michigan State University infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Gulick about the variant. Dr. Gulick, when you think about how the virus is mutating, how can we be sure that our vaccines will continue to work?
You know, these vaccines have the capability of giving us, you know, good protection, but how long of a protection do they give us? Is it weeks? Is it months? Could it potentially be years? And there's doing more and more studies with the mRNA vaccines looking at the fact that there may be a durable response where it may be a long-term immunity just because of the fact that the vaccine also stimulates memory B cells, T cells, which could be around for months, if not years, and could give us a more long-term protection as well as a protection that might protect us against many of the variants, especially the ones that are out there right now. So we're learning more and more about this as time goes on.
Can a person who's fully vaccinated pick up the Delta variant and pass it on to others, including those who haven't been vaccinated?
They've done studies earlier with other earlier COVID viruses, and they found that the chance of that happening are very, very slim. Now, I have to preface that and say that as far as I know, they haven't done that with the Delta virus, but earlier viruses, they have checked for that. And once you're vaccinated, then the chance of infecting other people just because you're, quote, carrying the virus doesn't seem to be, you know, a large problem at this point.
Do you think the vaccine manufacturers will be able to stay ahead of these variations?
I think it's very promising, especially with the mRNA vaccines, because you have to remember how those vaccines are being developed. You know, they take a piece of the virus, and the piece they take is obviously the spike protein, and then they incorporate it into the vaccine so that then our body uses that mRNA to make more of these spike proteins that then the body recognizes and develops an immunity to. So they could easily take the spike protein from the Delta variant, the Alpha variant, the various variants, and make specific proteins that would mirror those specific variants, which would then give us, you know, more specific protection against all those. So it can be done with just little modifications of the mRNA structure. So this new technique for making vaccines really offers us the ability to do that. But remember also that even with the vaccine we're getting now, it appears that because of the fact we do make memory B cells and T cells, those cells may be able to also protect us against some of the variants that we have currently out there. I mean, in the future, who knows, but at least the variants now may be covered pretty effectively just with the memory B cells we have.
Do you think these variations like the Delta mean we should continue masking and social distancing?
That's a great question as well. And I think we have to be very, very cautious because remember, just in the United States now, certain states that have done very well in vaccinating the majority of people in the state, but certain states like in the South, for instance, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, Louisiana, for instance, Mississippi, there's less than 35% of the individuals in those states that are vaccinated. And so there could be local outbreaks in those areas especially. And then you have to remember the world itself. Many developing areas of the world have no vaccines whatsoever. So these are hot spots to continue the perpetuation of not only the Delta variant, but even variants that may even develop after that. So we have to kind of look at the whole picture. But I think being more cautious than less cautious, I think, is important. And I think individuals that have never been vaccinated, individuals that may only have one dose of the vaccine, immunosuppressed patients that, you know, in the United States, there's about 10 million of those individuals that may have had either transplants or maybe chemotherapy or maybe some type of immune modulator for inflammatory bowel disease. Those are all immunosuppressed patients should probably be extra cautious with this new variant until we get a hold of it a little bit more and see how widespread it's going to be in the country and how widespread it's going to be even within the state of Michigan for that matter.
Dr. Peter Gulick is an infectious disease expert at Michigan State University. Dr. Gulick, thank you.
Anytime, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.